This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has decided on what grounds that he will not attend the proceedings of the House till the no confidence motion notice brought by the opposition against him is resolved. Earlier, the opposition submitted a notice of no confidence motion against Mr. Birla to the Secretary General of the Lok Sabha. Sources in the Lok Sabha Secretariat said that the notice will be examined and processed as per the rules. 118 members of the opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD and Left parties, have signed the notice. However, TMC MPs stayed away from signing the notice. Both the Houses of Parliament will resume the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. Participating in the discussion yesterday in Rajya Sabha, Shiv Sena MP Milind Deora said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability." Surinder Singh Nagar of BJP said the budget prioritizes increasing economic growth rate, fulfilling people's expectations and ensuring that in the social sector, all schemes reach the people. Meanwhile, in the Lok Sabha, initiating the discussion, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor criticized the budget, saying that the government spending has reduced and tax receipts have remained flat. He alleged that this year's budget ignored unemployment, rising living costs and inequality. He also raised the issue of underutilization of funds related to various welfare schemes. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the CBI and the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, I4C, to develop a joint system with other institutions like NIA, ED and banks to devise a coordinated and highly secure ecosystem and remain two steps ahead to counter cyber criminals using novel technologies to commit crimes. He was delivering the keynote address at a national conference on tackling cyber-enabled frauds and dismantling the ecosystem organized by the CBI and the Home Ministry's Anti-Cybercrime Unit, I4C. Mr. Shah asked the state police to deploy adequate manpower to manage the cybercrime reporting call center 1930 to ensure prompt action so that the amount involved can be salvaged. Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Chitin Prasad, flagged off the India AI Showcase Bus at Kartavya Path in New Delhi yesterday. Talking to media, Mr. Prasad said that this launch is part of preparations for the historic India AI Impact Summit, which will be held from 16th of this month at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi. The Supreme Court has asked the centre to ascertain whether there is a nationwide network or state-specific group behind the incidents of children going missing from different parts of the country. It asked the centre to collate the data from all the states. The interim trade agreement between India and the United States has been welcomed by exporters, an association of manufacturers of Ayurvedic medicines. The electronic sector has also welcomed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States of America. Talking to Akashvani News, Vice Chairman of Electronics and Computer Software Export Promotion Council, Rajesh M. Rivankar, said that the deal will provide a big opportunity for the electronic sector.
This is a big opportunity for Indian electronics, especially electronics semiconductors segment, which so far has been scaling up, especially in the assembly line for the smartphones and things like that. With this FTA coming into the picture, I think it will open up a lot many things for India, India's, you know, the exporters coming from the electronics and semiconductor industry. That's my few observations. A, because India has a scale. B, it has a large pool of talents and strong political will and political alignment to execute this massive trade agreement with the US.
In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, South Africa will take on Afghanistan in Group D match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. In the Group D match, Australia will face Ireland at R. Premadasa Stadium, Colombo from 3 p.m. In the Group C match, England will take on West Indies at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.